Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 18th of February, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and with me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Friday, everyone.
Yes. It was until we started telling you about what's going on. until Security Friday officially kicked off. So secure your stuff Friday. Hi, Nate. We're kicking it off with the FBI because we have a pair of things that the FBI is warning people about.
Right. So our first story this week in ransomware, both the FBI and the Secret Service are kind of issuing a joint alert. They have found evidence of this ransomware called Blackbyte out in the wild. They say it has been attacking at least three critical infrastructure sectors.
Okay.
So just a couple of details. They say Blackbyte is kind of ransomware as a service. So the people created it and they're kind of like leasing it for hire in exchange for a percentage of the ransom.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Okay.
They say the main industries being affected, at least so far, are healthcare, manufacturing, and construction in Australia, Europe, and a U.S. security firm created and released a free decryption tool for victims. So there was some good work already happening.
All right.
And then for IT administrators, the FBI also in the report shared what they call, you know, indicators of compromise, what to look out for in your networks.
Mm-hmm. Easy ways to harden your installation. Two-factor, use strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, keep things updated. All that kind of stuff is, the roll up your windows and lock all the doors of server management for the most part. So that's good. Now they also have another story. We have another alert from the FBI about another thing people need to watch out for.
Right. So the other thing, they're warning people to be aware of scammers impersonating high-level company executives to trick employees into wiring money to them. Now, it sounds like, you know, this is deep fake stuff. Mm-hmm. The video call will have like a picture of a CEO, some fake version of their voice telling them, you know, we need this money for blah, blah, blah business
for
thing.
We need it.
Please send it to us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another thing to be on the lookout for.
Yeah. And it looks like it's employees. So they're using like a deep fake of the CEO to go, hello, underling, I need you to do this thing for me. So, if you get a video call from the head of the massive company you work for, there's an excellent chance that that is not actually that person, believe it or not. So
definitely verify in other channels.
Yes, as we're fond of saying. So our next news bit is good news. This is one of those happy sort of things that we get to talk about occasionally. It's slightly not, but I'll let you take us through it because we have a little bit of Android discussion to have.
Right. So this week, Google is announcing an overhaul of its... Charlotte wrote this up, by the way.
Yes.
So they are announcing an overhaul to how Google approaches advertising and privacy on Android phones. So on Wednesday, they announced the Privacy Sandbox, which sounds like it would work similarly to Apple's App Tracking Transparency. Mm-hmm. But since Google is also an advertising business, it's a good bet that it's probably not going to be as strict.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, you know, at least there will be something. So that's still good, right?
Yeah. Because they're recognizing that people want privacy. And I think, regardless of the operating system on their device. And so I think hopefully that ends up being good. And honestly, this is one of those things that I'm always happy when, you know, when Apple sees that someone else has a feature that they should be doing and that they need to implement, and they're sort of forced to compete. Like, I love that. And I hope that Android is doing the same thing. Like, this is obviously something people are interested in having. So... we should see what we can do to do the same thing ourselves. You know, that feels
yeah.
that that feels like a pretty good solution for everybody, because most people want more privacy than they have, and that would be a good way to get it. So mm-hmm. I'm glad about
everyone
that.
Everyone wins.
Yeah. So I know it's pretty early in the show, but we're going to skip right to the moonshine story, because this is the one for people. For our longtime listeners, you know that we occasionally have alcohol pairings for our for the news bits that we're covering, and the alcohol for this one is moonshine. This is not available through official channels, and the reason that it's bad is because it's lots of computers that could be susceptible.
Yes, but I do think there is some good news aspect to this. Like, okay. We try hard to find the good news, so here, I'll just dive in.
Okay.
So 9to5 Mac reported this story on Thursday. They are finding that this company called Passware, they provide tools that can crack passwords and systems on PCs and Macs. They released a new version of its forensic toolkit, which, by the way, they provide to, you know, governments, law enforcement agencies, certain private companies. Mm-hmm. The latest version of their kit adds support for Windows 11 and macOS Monterey, and included in the Monterey capabilities means being able to crack your computer password even if you have a T2 security chip.
Mm-hmm.
And it can do other things besides password cracking. Like, their note specifically says APFS unlock for Macs with the Apple T2. 9to5 says Passware is offering this add-on module that can, brute force these passwords. They say Passware provides a dictionary of the 550,000 most commonly used passwords, which are likely scraped from data breaches, along with a larger one of 10 billion passwords.
Yikes.
So to back up a little bit, as I wrote, the T2 chip was released in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It handles features like Touch ID, secure boot, SSD encryption, and there are some like controller aspects that it does.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a computer with Thunderbolt ports, this is a pretty good line to draw. If you have, if your computer's from the last 4 years and has Thunderbolt ports, it probably has a T2 chip. It's easy to tell. There's a controller in the system information, and it will tell you Apple T2 chip. It's very obvious. So if you have USB-C ports, you should take a look, because it might be in there, unless you have an M1. So that's the piece of this. If you have a brand new computer, the M1s don't have this security chip in them.
Right. And Apple does provide a list of the Macs that do have T2 chips. They are just the most recent versions of Intel computers. And you can go, like Kelly said, to system information. You'll see in the sidebar, click on controller, and the T2 chip will be listed there if it has one.
Yeah.
So kind of the good news aspect I wanted to point it out is this is kind of a targeted thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that some random hacker will be able to crack your computer over the internet. Basically, this is like if the government or the cops are after you, mm-hmm. and they can get a hold of your machine, then they can do what they will with it.
Right. And that's not great. So we have one more thing we want to talk about today, which is the practical tip, and get a little bit into some ramifications there. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Nomad. Now, Nomad started as a Kickstarter project 10 years ago, and they're based in California, and they make mobile accessories like phone cases and Apple Watch straps and wireless chargers. I like all their stuff. I use a bunch of it. Their wireless charging is really nice. They have they have like charging mats so that it's easy to set everything on it. Get rid of all your cables. Use wireless charging instead. Everything will look a little nicer. Like I said, their watch straps are pretty great. They got tired of flimsy cables, and so they make cables that have Kevlar around the outside, which is awesome. I love mine. And if you like leather for your stuff, Nomad uses Horween leather. It smells almost as good as it looks. It looks and it looks really good. And the watch straps are nice. The phone cases with the leather on the back are nice. And the patina on them over time is very cool. So they're also a certified climate neutral brand. So I have a whole lot of reasons why I like them. You can check them out at Nomad. You can check out Nomad at nomadgoods.com/TDO to see what living the nomad life is all about. That's NOMADGOODS.com/TDO. And I'd like to thank Nomad for sponsoring the show today. Now, our last tip, like our last thing to talk about today, I should say, is our practical tip, which is about AirTag tracking.
Yeah, so our final story today is from New York. The Attorney General, Letitia James, she issued a consumer alert to warn New Yorkers of malicious AirTag tracking. It says people have found some unknown AirTags in their cars, purses, coat pockets, mm-hmm. and other personal property. She says she shared tips on how to maybe protect against this. And it includes things like, you know, listen for unfamiliar beeping on your person.
Which sounds weird, but like lots of things go off. So many things make noise. If it seems like maybe something, you know, on your person in your bag is the thing mm-hmm. that's beeping, like try and figure it out. Because in a case like this, that's what's important. At least one of the stories I know I saw about the AirTags was somebody happened to be able to hear it beeping, like stuck in the wheel well outside of the car, and was like, something in my car is beeping, and couldn't let it go. And that was how it got discovered. So,
And then other tips, you know, Android users can download one or two apps to detect it, and iPhone users have that item built in, like the feature, you'll see an item detected near you notification. And then, Apple, I think it was earlier this month. Yeah, Apple also announced how they could maybe try to improve this malicious tracking. So they say there will be some new privacy features. They're updating their support documentation for their own tips. Mm-hmm. Some AirTag alerts will be displayed with sound. It sounds like the notification I mentioned.
Yeah.
They're refining their algorithms to do something, I forget what, and then maybe make the alert sound louder.
And I'm for this plan. It would be nice, you know, like for when it's on the outside of the car, you know, if that person hadn't had excellent hearing, they would not have noticed, you know, that it was there. So,
here it is. So
the lost is lost. That was the part that you pointed out in your piece that I wanted to point out, is that not every AirTag is necessarily malicious. Now, if you find it tucked behind the wheel well, there's a much higher chance than it's on the table behind you, you know, or something. Mm-hmm. And that's a different thing. So if you see it, you know, if you see one, the Find My app will tell you, this AirTag is lost. You know, the person who owns this is lost. You know, do you want to let them know it's here? Kind of a thing. And that's a thing that you can do with them as well. You know, hey, if somebody reported it lost, it's easy to tell. So,
And then, so I found the part about the algorithm. They just say they're going to update the unwanted tracking alert system to notify users earlier that an unknown AirTag or Find My network accessory may be traveling with them.
We've talked about that before with Apple releasing a statement about people trying to stalk other people with AirTags. As this evolves, it will just continue to become something that makes it harder and harder for people to do. So would be the general
and
idea.
You know, Apple did say they are actively working with law enforcement in these cases. Mm-hmm. They do say this type of AirTag stalking is rare, but it's still something that's been happening. So they're trying to like proactively, you know, fight it, I think.
Yeah. And that's good. Like I appreciate that that's what's happening. It's a good idea to make sure, you know, again, privacy, you know, like transparency and privacy, you know, aren't necessarily the same thing, but I appreciate Apple trying to be transparent on this. So, So that's where we're at. That's where we're at this week. So I feel like we're sort of leaving it on a positive note today, since
You know, I think so, like, yeah.
Like, Apple makes AirTags, and they're trying to make AirTags better at letting people know when one that shouldn't be near them is, in fact, near them. So that's the part we want to talk about. So we'll just send you into the weekend remembering that part. That'll be good. Uh-huh. So that's going to do it for us today. As always, you can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Jay, who wrote in and asked us about talking a little more about the AirTag tracking stuff. So we appreciate it. Thanks, Jay. Andrew, as always, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and have a good weekend, everyone.
And I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.